Good afternoon. That north-northwest wind will persist through the afternoon hours today, keeping temperatures from climbing despite a return to in-and-out sunshine. Readings will generally be in the upper teens and lower 20s for the rest of the day. Flurries and snow showers will pass through from time to time as well, mainly off of the Great Lakes, with the more persistent snow showers and snow squalls in the western Adirondacks and western Mohawk Valley, where several inches of snow should accumulate. Most everyone else will be limited to a dusting of snow at best. Overnight tonight, skies will gradually clear out, and temperatures will drop through the teens and into the single digits, with most everyone between 0 and 10 above by sunrise tomorrow. Parts of the mountainous terrain could go below zero. For the day on Friday, another disturbance with a reinforcing shot of Arctic air will approach from the west. Morning sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, and there is the chance of some late-day snow showers dusting the ground. Out ahead of this system, temperatures will climb into the lower 20s, but drop sharply after the front passes on Friday evening. Temperatures will nosedive overnight Friday night down towards zero, and with a mix of sun and clouds and a strong, gusty north-northwest wind on Saturday, highs will only be between 0 and 10 above in most places, and some places, especially across the mountains on Saturday, will not get above zero. Regardless, it'll be bitter cold for everyone, and with the winds at times gusting over 20 or even 30 miles per hour, wind chills will be down to between 15 and 40 below zero during the day on Saturday. We'll lose some of the wind on Sunday, and it will be sunny, but still quite cold, with highs only near 10 above. And we'll recover more with the trough of low pressure lifting out on Monday, with a few snow showers back into the mid-20s. A more potent storm will make an approach on Tuesday. The exact track will determine what we get, but right now it looks like the chance of snow or a rain-snow mix as we climb into the 30s behind this system, back to sunshine with highs near 30 on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a series of cold surges headed across the Great Lakes over the next few days will result in lake effect snows in the snow belts. Through Saturday morning, some areas downwind of Lakes Erie and Ontario may pick up another foot of snowfall. Snow amounts of 5 to 10 inches are possible across portions of Michigan, downwind of Lake Superior and Michigan, where winter storm warnings are in effect. Lake effect snow warnings, though, are out downwind of Lakes Erie and Ontario. Meanwhile, a frontal system will move into the Pacific Northwest today, with precipitation spreading across the region in advance of the front. Locally, heavy rain will be possible over the Olympics and the Washington Cascades today, with snow falling at the highest elevations. Snow levels will lower tomorrow as the front moves inland, with more of the Cascades and Olympics changing to snow as onshore flow lingers in the wake of the front. The system will also spread rain and snow into the northern Intermountain West as it moves inland. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at San Diego, Miramar, Lake Forest, Yorba Linda, San Gabriel, Ojai, and Ventura, all in California, to a low of 30 below zero at Cotton, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers in the upper 20s, Boston mostly cloudy and breezy, snow showers in the mid-20s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow and blowing snow and highs in the teens. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees, the average low 17, the record high 59 set in 1981, and the record low 18 below zero in 1962. Sunrise this morning, 6:58 a.m. Sunset this evening at 5:21 p.m., 10 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered snow showers and flurries today, with highs in the teens to around 20. Clearing tonight, 5 above to 5 below zero. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered flurries and snow showers today, highs in the mid-20s. Clearing tonight, lows near 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and windy with snow showers and heavier squalls today, highs in the teens. More snow showers tonight with lows 0 to 10 above. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered snow showers and flurries today, highs in the mid-20s. Clearing tonight, 5 to 10 above. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with flurries and scattered snow showers today with highs in the lower 20s. Clearing tonight with lows near 5 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, increasing clouds, late-day snow showers, lower 20s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and bitter cold Saturday in the single digits for highs but well below zero wind chills. Sunny, frigid Sunday near 10 above. Mostly cloudy, a few snow showers Monday back into the mid-20s. A chance of snow or a rain-snow mix Tuesday in the 30s. And mostly sunny with highs near 30 on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.